This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between, because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Nerds! Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Smart Travel doesn't just cover points and miles. They break down all the financial aspects of your trip, whether that's the best days to book, how to avoid hidden fees, or which fancy travel credit cards pay off, and which ones are just an expensive flex. If you want your travel budget to work harder, then dive into the best deals, products, services, and more with Smart Travel from NerdWallet, wherever you get your podcasts.
You have a new text message.
We're all ready for you and your question. Something you need solved in your life. 414-432-1099. We grab the wheel, spin it up. The text roulette wheel lands on
four.
Number four. Pretty easy. 1, 2, 3, 4. Boom. Should I stay in this relationship? Because my boyfriend owes me money. It's over $15,000. And he started paying me. But should this person stay in the relationship because the boyfriend owes money? $15,000. But this guy has started to pay back.
$50,000?
15, yes.
That's a lot. Was it on one main purchase, or was this over time? Is this somebody that's not paying their part of the rent or something like that? Or are these a lot of dates that you've gone on and he's not forking over any of the dough?
Maybe he borrowed money for a car. But it's, you know, it looks like it's the money. So, wait a minute, he's paying back. Yeah, of course you should stay in the relationship.
That's what it sounds like, doesn't it? Doesn't it sound
you
like...
answer your own question, right?
Because now that he's paying you back and you want to get your money back. Yeah, but that's... that's a lot to have to fake if you are not wanting to be in this relationship. It could take a long time for somebody to pay back $15,000.
This is the text that came in to Text Roulette, brought to you by the Amato Automotive Group, home of Warranty Forever. Should I stay in this relationship because my boyfriend owes me money? It's over $15,000 and he started paying me back. So...
it's like every time you guys sit down at the table. Hey, babe. How was your day? It was great. Okay, my Venmo here. You can scan it. Okay, great. $100 more. Thank you. So anyways, back to your day at work. Let's talk about it.
Wait a minute. Maybe he's doing this thing where, hey, let's go out to a really expensive dinner. I'll cover it. Oh, there's a $120 bill. It's okay. I'll cover it. That goes towards my $15,000 I bought you, right? I borrowed from you, right? You bought me that car or whatever. Is that what he's doing? Is that how he's paying back? Because he's got to cover the dinner and pay this person back and not just say, here you go.
Well, and look, this for the mixed listener, and I hope you're listening right now, but we will send you the audio through the text line if you're not, because whenever we read your questions on the radio, we want to make sure that you hear what the feedback is. Yeah. You're not going to get your money back if you break up. If you don't have some kind of written document that could be fought in a court of law, you will not get the money back. But... can you put a price on your happiness and your peace of mind is what I would say. If you are in this relationship only to get that money back, that can't be good for your mental health. That would likely make you miserable. And maybe you just need to move on at that point.
Whoa.
Unless the money. And I look, you know me. I'll hit people up for every last cent. Like, if you owe me money, you owe me money. I stand by that. But you also need to be happy, too.
But what if they're thinking about getting married?
They're not planning to get married.
What if? We're not sure.
$15,000 is a small wedding.
You paying
and if
this
he's paying
back?
Her back, I don't think we're going to paying that point.
You never know,
the
though.
The question was literally, should I stay in this relationship?
Okay, so
because my boyfriend owes me money.
Yeah.
Just looking at that, no. No, because you're wasting time. Mm. You're wasting time finding someone that will make you happy.
Wait a minute.
And someone that you're not going to have to deal with. You owe me money. You owe me this.
So, but if you decide to end this relationship, do you think this guy is going to be like, okay, well,
oh, he's,
I'll pay you back some other time.
He's absolutely not paying you back.
Well, but you want your money. Then why would you want to end the relationship?
But that's why I was saying you have to look at what means more to you. Peace of mind, happiness, being in a loving, supportive relationship, or getting your $15,000 back. Because that dragged out over years is time wasted.
It's not like
life is too short to be in a relationship that you are not happy.
It's not like he borrowed $800 for a muffler. And you're like, all right, I can deal without that. This is $15K, man.
That's a lot of money.
It is.
I hear you, that it's a lot of money.
Well, then why
what's the most amount of money that you've ever had to owe someone? And we're not talking like a loan for a mortgage or a bank or anything like that. Have you ever had to owe somebody that kind of money?
I don't like to borrow money from friends.
I agree.
That kind of money.
I don't either. When I was younger, early 20s, and my dog had eaten six socks 4th of July weekend and had to go in to the ER vet, and I was, again, I don't know, 26 years old, and this was about $5,000,
yeah, right.
And I just bought a house, mm-hmm. And I owed, my mom was amazing. I was going to just put it on the credit card, and my mom,
like
bless her heart, said, you're not doing that. You're not doing that. She said, I will pay it. You pay me back. And my mom wrote out exactly what was happening. It only took a couple months to pay her back.
Right.
But she wrote that down, which if you're going to give somebody money, you might want to have something in writing so that you can actually challenge that if you need to. It's my advice.
Well, I wonder if this person has something written down for this boyfriend.
Let's message back and find out.
Should I stay in the relationship, this relationship, because my boyfriend owes me money?
What's your reaction, everybody?
$15,000?
Everybody, what is your reaction? What is your response to this? What do you think this mixed listener should do? I've said my piece, and I'm not coming off of that. Boils down to what means more to her, the cash or being happy.
I would rather get the cash back. You can always work on the relationship later. Get the money! If this is my daughter, get the money. That's fine. We'll put up with dude. Get the money back. Stay with him.
I don't believe that that's what you would say to your daughter.
Get the money back, because most likely, I gave my daughter $15,000, then she gave it to her boyfriend.
Oh, yeah, because you're like, hey, this is my
this
money.
This is my money. Let's go. Ooh, can't wait to hear what you have to say. But first, a break from our sponsors.
The Women's Hoop Show, a podcast hosted by me, Jordan Robinson, brings you fresh women's basketball voices and breakdowns every week. I'll be joined by hoop experts all year long. Find the Women's Hoop Show on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Should I stay in this relationship because my boyfriend owes me money? Mm. It's over $15,000 and he did start paying me. You got Elizabeth and Radar. That is the text roulette question we got this morning, basically.
Should I stay or should I go?
What do you think?
You should go. You should go.
Go.
Even though I love the money, but you should go. Yes. If you're asking this question, it means you're not happy in your relationship. There's a lot of factors here to think about. Emotional, mental health. I know there's financial health.
Money.
It is a lot of money. But
I'm shocked.
If you're not happy in this relationship.
Wow. I'm shocked.
And it's torn right now on our Side and Unlimited text line.
Uh-huh.
There's a lot of you that say she should leave.
Yeah.
And then there's other people that say, no, you need to wait around until you get that money and stay on him. I love that message.
I know. I'm very shocked, Elizabeth, because I know you...
Hey, are we going to Easter with your family? I don't know. Do you have that $1,000?
Yeah. Can I have that first? Then I'll decide. My wife's the same way with the money thing. It's like, you ladies, you got your nest egg there. You got to make sure the money is there. And you're just letting this guy go. Basically, you paid him $15,000 to walk away. It's basically what you did. Here's $15,000. I don't want to be with you anymore. Bye. See you later. You paid him off.
Here's a text that said... She should take his butt to court. Here's another one that says she needs to leave him. Hit him with court papers. Can you hit someone with the court papers if you don't have anything in writing?
Judge Mathis, Judge Joe Brown, throw it at them.
That's kind of what those TV court shows are about.
They do all the time. And those are still on, by the way. Yeah.
Small claims court?
You know what?
Court?
Do the small claims thing.
Ooh.
This is Sally Smith from Milwaukee, Wisconsin.
Okay, so I'm going to play the mixed listener. And we don't know if it's a girlfriend or a boyfriend, but I'm going to play the mixed listener. You're going to be the boyfriend. We're going to walk up into court, and I'm going to say, hey, this guy, I gave him $15,000 for rent. I helped fix his car.
You don't know
he
that.
He had something wrong with his teeth. And yeah. I paid to get all this stuff fixed. He's only giving me back $1,200. I don't want to be in this relationship anymore. He owes me money. Okay, boyfriend, now what are you going to say to the judge?
Well, the reason I needed to get my teeth fixed is because I wanted a good smile. I had to get my car fixed so I could actually show up for work. And I spent the rest of it on, I'm planning on an engagement ring.
What?
And I want to stay with
her. Wait. You were planning to propose and I'm buying my own engagement ring?
Yeah, because I didn't have any money, but now I got a good job and...
Judge!
By the way, can I have another advance? Because I need gas in my car now.
Do you see why this relationship couldn't work? Do you see that I was with a deadbeat? And I am trying to move on with my life for my peace of mind and my mental health, and I just want my money back. And this is what the judge is going to say. Well, I could rule in your favor, but I don't know when and how you're going to get this money back. Does that mean wages have to be garnished?
Yeah, you're gonna have to garnish my wages. That's fine. Can you just take like $10 a week out of my paycheck?
$10 a week. John, $10 a week is gonna take you 15 years to pay me back the $50,000.
That's fine. We'll be married by then. We won't even have to worry
about
it.
We're not getting married, John.
I'm giving you the ring. I'm buying the ring for you.
I just want my money back.
Can you just go pick it out since it's your money?
And this is why judges get paid as much money as they do, because they gotta deal with this stuff.